This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. New Zealand has released the name of the man shot dead by police after stabbing seven people at a supermarket in an Auckland suburb. A court order concealing the man's name was lifted late Saturday after a challenge from the New Zealand government. Authorities say the man responsible for the attack was 32-year-old Ahmed Atil Mohammed Samsudeen, a Sri Lankan citizen holding refugee status in New Zealand. Authorities have called the attack at a Countdown supermarket on Friday a terrorist attack. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said at a news conference Saturday that five of his victims remain in the hospital, including three in critical condition. CNN affiliate RNZ reported that immigration authorities were trying to have Samsudeen's refugee status revoked when the attack took place. Ardern described Samsudeen as a supporter of ISIS ideology. She said he spent 3 years in prison for possession of hunting knives and was released just 2 months ago. The New York Times reported that New Zealand's government had been trying to expedite counterterrorism legislation in Parliament to give law enforcement officials a legal way to take him back into custody. The White House said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Manville, New Jersey, and to the Queens Borough of New York City on Tuesday to assess damage from Hurricane Ida. The trip comes days after the president visited storm-ravaged Louisiana, where the hurricane made landfall last Sunday, killing at least 10 people and knocking out power for more than 1 million residents. Ida then continued northward to the eastern United States, dumping torrential rains and causing flooding in New York, and New Jersey on Wednesday. Nearly 50 people died in those floods. This is VOA News.